Clements Homebrew coming at you with a beer review. I've got one today from SJ Poor from a local brewery of his. It is the Irregardless IPA. I love the name.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. We're having some fucking issues. Why do I hear it twice? What the fuck? We are having some issues already. Fuck! We just started. The problem is I can't go live on Facebook. I'm having some issues with Facebook, and I don't know what in the great Gatsby is going on there. And I'm just trying here. I'm trying something else. Let me try this, and then I'll see if I can do it. And if not, then I'm just going to forget it. I'm going to forget it. Fugazi. Here we go. Next. No. Death doesn't like that, neither. How about this one? I had all this set. I was ready. I had it all set. Quit Safari. I hate Safari anyway. But it won't let me sign on. It's the strangest thing. Like, I'm on Facebook, and I can't go live. It just won't. It's saying my browser isn't updated. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is browser? I'm on Chrome. Mother flipper? My God. Anyway, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways. We were hoping for four, but whatever. First, for my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site because it is constantly being updated in a negative fashion. All I'm doing is deleting stuff, but it'll turn around. It'll turn around. Everything's happening for a reason. It'll turn around. The second way you listen is if you want to be more participant, you can click that box that you're listening to, and that will send you over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, Mixlr.com. And you can sign on using a Facebook address and be part of our live chat. And we have a bunch of people. Unfortunately, I can't go Facebook Live tonight. I don't know what the issue is with that. Maybe it's my computer. I don't know what it is. But usually that would be the third way. But now the third way is if you cannot listen live, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and anywhere that you get your podcasts, you can find us. That's how you do it. So as I start every show, and I'm going to start it this way because I'm in a bad mood already. I start every show the same way with a happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's the
when?
It's now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And what's been going on? Tech issues. And here's the thing. I was in a great mood. Like, I'm in a good mood. I got a great guest lined up for this show. Fantastic. I can't even believe that I have this amazing person calling me. And so I prepped a great game. I'm going to have some fun. No one gets to see my clean shave and my shirt. I know. I shaved and I had a shirt clean. And let me try one more time. One more time. And I don't know if this works. Let's see. Except me. I get to see a clean shave. Yes, that's my wife. Yes, because we're quarantined together. I'm sorry.
My own research suggests that corona is extremely unstable.
Yes, and so is this relationship. If it goes another 10 days, I think it might be. Anyway, I don't know why it did it last week, and I didn't update anything. I hate you. I hate you, Facebook. Here we go. Cancel. Let's see. Not now. What's this one? Wait a minute. Dismiss. What is this? Camera. Dismiss. What is this? Go. What? Uh-oh. Boom. 3, 2, 1. And we're live on Facebook. You. Yeah. I hate this. So now everybody can see me. Now I am fit. Now I am live on Facebook. Okay, good. Let's see. Invite friends. No, I don't want anybody seeing this. This is part of the monologue. Technical issues. It's nothing but tech problems. Nothing. So now it's one person watching. Excellent. Now I finally was able to do it. Now maybe the people who are on Mixer can zip back over. They can listen either way, anyway. I don't know. Whatever. It's whatever. See, that's my problem. I've been doing the DIY thing. I've been on YouTube like a fiend. I've been watching all this DIY stuff. I've been making things. I've been rebuilding things. You'll notice, I don't know if you can see, well, of course you can, because it's Facebook Live. See the lighting? See the lighting in the studio? Watch this. Watch this. Oh, look at this. See? He's working the lighting. I've been watching DIY videos, YouTube studio and shit like that. Just trying to get my stuff going. Watch this. Here we go. Oh, look how dark it is. And look how warm it is. See, I've been working the lighting. See, I got the light going on. See, this is not good. And this is warm. See, warm. It's my key light. You would think, being a filmmaker, I would know all this stuff. I hate lighting. I totally hate lighting. And it's just a pain in the ass. But I've been watching a lot of movies, TV shows, Netflix. Everybody's watching everything. We're catching up on everything because we got nothing but time. And everywhere I go, I gotta wear a mask like Bane. I'm like, would you please give me some bananas? Oh, I would love some bananas, Mr. Wayne. That's all I have to... look at this. Look at what I found. This is a great story. My dad passed 2006. And he had a bunch of tools and stuff like that in the house. And my brother doesn't want any of the tools. He gave me all the tools. And my father had these. These are masks. Now, here's the cool thing. I don't know if you guys... This is like hitting the friggin' lottery. Watch this. Do you see this? Do you see what that says? Ooh. Look how wonderful I look in my brand new mask, Mr. Wayne. Here we go. Look at this. Yeah. It's probably so old that the elastics are going to break, but let's see if it works. Put it over the headset. Oh. I was born in the darkness, Mr. Wayne. N95. And it's got the writing on it, so it screws everybody up. Ugh. But I got the good masks. We're wearing a mask. Everybody's wearing a mask. And that's the funny thing, because some of the states are opening up again. Businesses are opening up, which I'm all for. I'm all for the businesses opening up as long as we can do it. And everybody's... My thing is, you know something? You just gotta do it. You just gotta open up. See who gets sick. See who doesn't. Roll the dice. I don't want to roll the dice. But here's the thing. We got to move. We got to do so. We can't do this anymore. We have to do something because we're going to collapse and then we'll never dig out of this hole. Ever, 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 ever. And there's too many things going on. And I'm to the point now. I'm not going to grab my guns and go into a government building because that's stupid. And I got friends who have guns and they're like, that's stupid. That's just dumb. And if it's not illegal, it should be. Yeah, how can you walk into a government building with a firearm? Like, I can't. Anyway, it's just, you know, but we got to start living again. We really do. And, you know, the case is we just got to be smart about it. We really do. Because, I mean, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. I just want to tell jokes. Here's the funny thing. I know comics who are making more money now in unemployment with the $600 federal bump and the regular unemployment. They don't want to work. They don't want to work at all. Nobody wants to work. They're making more money sitting at home doing nothing than going and telling jokes and earning money. And the thing is, my life hasn't changed much. I just want to earn my money again. Oh, and I do want to say a special congratulations, not only to the graduates of 2020, but my nephew graduated college And it's so sad because he can't have a ceremony. So we're going to try to do something for him. And but I just want to say congratulations to him and everybody. And it's a tough thing. It's a tough thing that things are postponed and they won't happen and stuff like that. But don't be too discouraged because now you have a degree and there's no jobs. And the good news is nobody needs a job because there's fucking murder hornets. That's an actual creature. I've never heard of it. I'm 52. I'm almost 52 years old. I've never heard of murder hornets. Like, what? What? This is a new thing. I know we're finding species every day, and but I thought we were extinguishing species. I thought we're like literally. They're like, we can't cut down the rainforest because we exterminate hundreds of species a day. Well, apparently there's more than we know because now we got murder hornets, and they're like as big as your thumb, and you know, like I don't like white face wasps or bold face wasps. I don't want to be racist, but I've been attacked by, like, when I did survey work, I'm in wasps. White face wasps will bite you and sting you simultaneously. They don't care, and they will chase you. They'll chase you like 1,000 feet. They don't keep chasing you. They want you out. I can't imagine what these murder hornets. Murder hornets. What? And the weather is funky. It's been like 70 degrees and then it snows. It snowed. I don't know if you know this. It snowed. This is May. Look at the calendar. May. And it snowed. Here, flakes come down. New Hampshire got enough of a dusting. What? You know what it's like? It's like Mother Nature's like, okay, fine. All the people are gone. But it's like a bad breakup. Because she's like, I really want you back. And she's like, like bipolar. She's happy one day. She's crying the next. It's a nightmare. That's why I'm drinking. And tonight's the drinking game. I was going to do the White House update, but we're running behind time and everything. So here's what I want to do. Do I have it? Oh, where did I put it? Oh, let's play the drinking game.
Would you like a drink?
Yes, I would.
Can I buy you a drink?
Yes, you might, yes. That'd be nice.
Can I buy you a drink?
Everybody wants to buy me a drink, yeah. Let's buy each other drinks. Yeah, let's get another drink. So here's what we're going to do. Here's the Radio Irregardless drinking game. That's a big drink. So here's what we're going to do. This is how we play the drinking game. If I say, and because we're on Facebook Live, I'm not allowed to swear. I can't swear. So if I swear, we have to drink. And you have to catch me. Because I have to say. Okay. So that's one of the rules. One rule is if I swear, everybody drinks. Now get yourself a drink. We got a lot of people on. So get yourself a cocktail or coffee or whatever you need. And every time I say any swear, I can say ass because it's not a swear. But anything stronger than that, if I said ass and then hold, that's enough part. That's enough distance between them. But I can't swear. So every time I swear, you can drink. Every time I say something really funny, you have to drink. Like really funny. Like if you guys laugh out loud, drink. And if I laugh, drink. All right, sorry. By the way, I am drinking. These are my favorite people in the world. I love them. I can't wait till they reopen. This is Deacon Giles, GNT AF. And if you all know that, it stands for something. And I can't say it because I'll have to drink. So. But that's what I got going on tonight. So we got the drinking game. And if you're having a good time, have a drink. Or drink something. And again, it doesn't have to be alcohol. You can have a spritzer. Have some water. Some juice. I almost did the president. Have some juice. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my first break. I've got a fantastic guest coming up. And remember, the rules of the drinking game still apply. So I'm going to be taking our first break. And when I come back, we're going to be joined by the one, the only, from on the other side of the pond, Dame Hetty Prindlegod. Yes. I've never had royalty on the show before. She's a dame. Yes. Not the kind of dames we know, but like dames. That's good. So stay through the break. You're listening to Radio Regardless, and I'll be right back.
The only job he's ever had has been a paper route. He runs to mommy and daddy every time he has a boo-boo. On dates, he has the woman cut up his vegetables. He once spent 18 hours in a basement playing World of Warcraft just to get the Scarab Lord achievement. He is the most immature man in the world. I don't often go to bed without supper, but when I do, it's because I've been bad. Stay thirsty, my friend.
I've had many shows, many guests, many listeners. Who am I? I'm kind of a physician, but not really. I'm getting my bachelor's, but I am Radio Irregardless.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia, and joining me on Facebook Messenger, the one, the only, Dame Hetty Prindlegod. How are you, darling?
Oh, I didn't hear the applause. That's lovely.
Yes.
Make sure people can sit down. They don't have to stand.
Oh, and I have something for you, darling. I have something for you. Yes. Which sounds like Sweet Land of Liberty of the I sink. Come on. It's the same.
I love it.
Land where my father died. See, we stole everything.
Your father.
We stole
your Michael. But wait, I've written to Liz. I said, dear Liz. Because I can call her Liz. You can't, but I can. And I said, we've got to change it. God save the dame. God save the dame.
Okay.
Because Liz, let's be quite frank, she's not that popular. Really? She's very old.
I'm sorry, dame. Are you talking about the Queen of England?
Yes, of course, Lizzie. And I can call her Lizzie.
Okay.
And she wears support stockings, dear. Underneath all of that crown, support stockings.
Well...
Disgusting. I don't. I still have very good legs. Very, very good legs.
I'm sure. We do. Yeah. We do have a photo, but I can't put it up. I'm not allowed to.
No, dear Mark. You promised me I would not be on the screen.
I know.
Because young man, as much as it's 9:30 or so in America, here in Belgravia, London, it's about 2:30 in the morning.
Really? You sound like you're having a good time, dame.
I normally get up at about 12 noon or 1.
Okay.
And the butler pushes me out of my bed at about 3.
Okay.
So I am normally up at this time, and I don't drink. But I knew that you're having a drinking game.
Yes, I'm drinking. Now you don't drink at all.
I don't care for too much drink. I just like a little amaretto when I get up in the morning, and a little bit of gin throughout the afternoon, and then of course I move on to champagne, and my butler pours it all out ready for me.
Okay.
Yes. So I have a little bit of rum going. Because I've heard that rum is a very good drink in America. Is that true?
It is. It's a very good drink in America.
Yes. I don't care for beer, Mark.
Okay.
So if anybody's drinking their beer, that's too American for me.
I thought beer, like warm beer, that's not good for you?
No. I know that I do have a Guinness. I like a Guinness very occasionally in the morning when it's cold. So I would say in England, our weather gets very cold from about February through to February, really. So I like an odd Guinness. And you're quite right. It is good to have it warm. Yes, yes. And Butler brings that to me. I just call him Butler. I don't like to give him a first name.
Why would you not have a first name?
No. I like him to know his place. That's it. Don't. Mark, you must have staff. Do you have staff?
No.
Not with disease.
I've got no one helping me doing this. As a matter of fact, I'm having problems with Facebook again. So I'm trying.
No. The Book of Face. I'm with the Book of Face.
Yes.
I'm going to. I've just signed up and I'm going to get myself a book and a face. So I know what you're talking about, but you should have staff, Mark.
I know. I wish I did, because if I had staff,
yes,
I'd be fine.
It's all the difference in the world. My God, how could I be an international superstar that I am without my staff?
Well, see, that's what I'd like to do. Yes. I'd like for you to explain to my loyal listeners. Who you are, because see, here's the thing. Americans, I hate to say it, but Americans are not that bright. We're really not that bright, and we're not very worldly.
Oh, you're very stupid. Very, yeah. Very non-worldly. No. I understand that. I love to. It's fine, because in a year or so I'm going to have my book. My book will come out, Dame Hetty's Life. But of course, I know, so I'm writing it while the butler's writing it. But I'm telling him what to write. So basically, dear Mark, I'm a wonderful actor. Notice I'm trendy. I say actor, not actress. But I'm an actor because I'm very versatile.
Okay.
And I've been on the stage, London stage, and on tour. Yes. And I could do some teaching. I do like to inspire people to act.
Okay. I understand you're speaking English, but it doesn't.
Yes.
It doesn't.
What?
Doesn't sound. Doesn't sound like English, really. You sure you haven't been drinking, Dame?
I really don't drink that very much.
Not that that would accuse you of drinking.
No. But, you see, it is about 2:30, so it is time to have a bacon sandwich and something else to drink. But I'm very, with the coronas happening, because we have that in England. Do you have that going on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've actually passed everybody in the world with cases.
Where are they going?
We're number one.
Cases.
We're number one.
You're number one.
We're number one in world cases of corona.
Typical American being competitive.
Yes, I know.
The thing is, here in England, we can't do very much. So my tour, my lady's play, is bloody cancelled. They stuffed the bugger. So it couldn't go anywhere. So I've been well, the butler told me a lockdown. I got mighty excited.
Okay.
Get out the straps, young man. You're going to have a lockdown.
We may have some children listening.
Damn. Oh, I hate kids.
No.
Goodness me. But anyway.
Oh, it's warm in here.
It's not that kind of a lockdown.
No,
in
it's
England.
Not.
No. No. So I'm not on tour at the moment.
Okay. So your show was canceled. We know that because of COVID and everything. But how can people find you? Do you have a Twitter account or Instagram or
what? I haven't, no, like, no, that, I got that all cleared up. That was a mighty, horrible, I can't even tell you. When I became a dame, that was with Sir Rod Stewart.
Okay.
We went to the Buckingham Palace together, and he was knighted and I was knighted. And that's how I got the twits, but I
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Twitter, it's a social media.
No. I don't need to be on social media.
No, not social. It's not a social disease. It's social media. Like, it's the way that people find you. It's advertising.
Well, I have a post box, and people write to me. I really don't don't want to be. I'm very, very, very famous, and I find that I tell you how people can. I want to be on the British Bake Off show.
I've heard good things about that show.
It's a very good show, and I can be on there cooking and baking because I do bake. Well, to be honest, the butler bakes, but I watch him.
Okay.
And so I could be on that show. But to be honest with you, unless we get a tour and come over to America, which did happen once,
okay,
Mark, and in about the 70s, I was on tour. You weren't even born, but yes.
I was. I was very
and I
young.
Wear, you know, the lovely thing is, before all of this, I was wearing a mask anyway.
Why were you wearing a mask?
So that I wouldn't get hounded.
Oh, I get it. Yes, yes. That's not even English. What? Now, is the correct term knighted? Were you knighted or you were damed? How does that work?
Well, I go to the Buckingham Palace,
okay,
and I became a dame. They still call it knighted because okay. Lizzie, she does all the. You have to. Oh, Mark, I had a girl on the floor. And on my knees, and yeah. She did the thing with the sword.
Wow.
I said, for God's sake, Lizzie, do we have to? What yeah. a palaver.
Yeah, it sounds dirty, though.
Yeah, I know.
Knees and swords. And this is a family show. I don't know what you're talking
about. I know. You said that. We've got kiddies listening. Why on earth are they up so late?
I don't know. It's late for you. It's still early for us. It's 9:30. This is, you know, the United States. We don't go to sleep.
Oh, another thing that you don't do.
Yeah, 24/7.
Well, I want to, you know, all the kiddies will be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a long, and I don't know what we're, this is, you, to be honest, I'm a little flustered. I've never spoken to somebody.
And I've had
a lot of celebrities on the show. I've had very famous people. I've had famous comics and directors and actors and ooh. But no, nobody of your caliber. So
well, this is a highlight for you, young man.
It is.
I totally understand. You've peaked.
I might as well stop now. That's why we're doing the drink. Now, you said you're drinking gin now?
Well, I have a little. No, I finished the gin. What is the bottle? What am I drinking now? Don't shake the bottle. Just tell me. Yes, it's the Champers, the champagne.
Okay. Yes,
we've got a bit champagne. Of the Moet Chandon's going on. This is a French. I don't know whether you speak French. That's French.
I don't.
Yes.
I understand French. I don't speak it.
Oh, it's lovely. It's I do like a lovely little Frenchman. They're rather nice. They do the amores rather nicely.
No, that would...
I've been banned from France.
You're crossing amore is Italian.
No. Mark, I count myself as being a European. Okay. I speak whichever languages I like.
How many languages do you speak?
Probably all of them. Yes, I'm drinking.
Okay, now we're drinking. Okay, so at this point, everybody, let's see. Oh, I got a bunch of people and people want to say hi. I had a pop off Facebook, but I'm back on again. Karen's back on, and I think Cheryl and Jim Iannuzzi, my old friend Jim Iannuzzi.
No, are you still friends?
Yes, you don't know. But you know something? I'm almost empty. Look, watch this. So, Damon, would you do me the honor of staying on the line a little bit while we take our second break?
Oh, dear God, he wants me to stay on here. I hope it was over.
No, but when we come back, I would love to play a game with you. Would you enjoy playing a game with
me? You saucy little man.
Yes, let's play a game. And I'll tell you what, and you will play directly against my listening audience. How's that sound?
Okay, that's wonderful. I love that. Your stuff. Americanos are so bloody competitive. It's smashing.
All right. So you stay on, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Get another cocktail.
Featuring over 35 films from 20 countries, the International Silent Film Festival is back. This is our third year and our success is growing. Last year's festival's winner, the Silver Chair, won 14 awards including the Quiet Award. This year's submissions are proving to be just as amazing. Here's a clip from one of the favorites in this year's festival, starring Stephen Van Guster and Juliette Le Gomp, titled Don't Wake Me. That's just one of our amazing films. So please come visit the International Silent Film Festival. Ticket prices are only $35, and a proceed of each ticket price goes to the Federation for the Blind, so they can enjoy the movies as much as we do. Thank you for your support. And remember, shush.
Hello, I am Hitchbot, a hitchhiking robot from Port Credit, Ontario, Canada. I was at the Peabody Essex Museum and met stand-up comedian Mark Scalia. He hosts a live internet radio show called Radio Irregardless. He told me because I was hitchhiking to be careful because people may not be as nice as Canadians. I was doing great until some asshole picked me up in Philly. City of brotherly love my ass. This will be my last transmission. Listen to Radio Irregardless live on Wednesday nights, and if you can't, the archived shows are available on iTunes.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia, and still on Facebook Instant Messenger is my royal guest, and I'm very flustered, and I want to make sure I say your name right every time because it's very important.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, it's Dame Hetty Prindlegard. Now, that's an amazing name, Prindlegard. What is the origin of it?
It's been in the family for years. Mummy and Poppy got it from India. And it went across the regions and that's my name.
Okay. Don't wear it out.
And adding a dame to it is rather marvelous. Don't you think?
I think so. Now, when were you knighted? When did that happen?
That was in 2016.
Really? Fairly recently?
Yes, fairly recently. Yes, yes. And that scruffian Rod Stewart was there. Yes, he became Sir. I said, I'm not calling you Sir Rod. Sounds very dangerous to say that. He's not handsome at all. He's a bloody ugly bugger.
Not up close, I think.
Not nice.
Well, since I have you on the line, and since we have a bunch of people listening through Mixlr, one website, and then we have a lot of people listening through Facebook as well, what I'd love to do, since you are royalty, and I never get a chance to speak with royalty, I would love to...
Probably never again.
Probably not. But I would love to play a game with you. And essentially, you would be playing against my listeners. Now, you and I are speaking via Facebook Instant Messenger. So our conversation is virtually instantaneous. But as I am broadcasting, there is a slight delay through Facebook and through Mixlr, and it's very slight. Like I'm watching.
You know, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know. This is for the audience, not so much you.
No,
that'll
be
fine.
Does it mean that I can say arse?
Yes. I can't swear because every time something really funny happens, somebody has to drink, and every time I swear, somebody has to drink. And so far, I've been pretty good.
Well,
I just got my refill, and it's very funny.
Well, I hope people are. Otherwise, they'd be bloody bored.
They would be bored. So here's what it is. I was screening, and now I'm not. It says I'm still streaming, and I can't. Oh, my goodness. Why does this thing happen? I think I lost feed.
Oh, no.
No, I know, but let's see. I think I just lost video feed. I probably still have audio. Let's see. I'm going to try to do this one more time. Reload.
Dear God, I hope it doesn't become video where I am.
No. And some of the listeners actually did type in some questions. They want to know, can she get me free tickets to Europe? Is one of the listeners wanted to know.
Can I get free tickets, chicken barker?
Yeah.
Not his favorite way to Europe.
And free cheese from Europe as well, apparently.
No. Cheese. I do like a little bit of Edam and a little bit of Emmental. But everything else can be stuffed. And I'm not sending gifts to anyone. Your listeners are outrageous.
They just want to know if they can have tickets. That's all. That's all I was looking for.
You know, when I'm on tour, they can have tickets. Yes, as long as they mention your name, Stevie Wonder.
I'm sorry, did you call me Stevie Wonder? What happened?
No, Sweetie Boy.
Okay,
You know, last time I was with Stevie Wonder, I said, no, young man, put that away. Stevie Wonder's rather a randy old man.
Is it? Wow. Here. So, wait a minute. Now, you've been around a little while then, because... I mean, Stevie Wonder, there you go.
But he's not dead, is he?
No, not at all.
Right, no, I didn't do it.
I was just wondering if...
I bumped off a guy once before when I was getting rather too erratic. So, but we keep quiet about that. But not Stevie Wonder. He was game for anything, that one.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. So here's what we got to do. Because I had some issues. I just, as we were speaking, I was trying to understand you best I could and still technically diagnose what was happening at Facebook. But we got it. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a game with you, okay? And it's going to be fantastic. And you're absolutely going to love it. It's called Name... That dame.
We got sunlight on the sand. We got moonlight on the sea. We got mangoes and bananas we can pick right off a tree.
We got volleyball and ping pong and a lot of dandy games. What ain't we got?
We ain't got dames.
There is nothing like a dame.
So because you are a world famous actress... That is actually from South Pacific. So I figured I would play that because it's Name the Dame. So here's what I'm going to do. And now we're back on Facebook. We got some people that everybody's kind of journeying back. I'm having some glitches and people are journeying back and forth. This is fine. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to name a actress who's been knighted, essentially. And she is now a dame. And for those of you who don't know, in order to become a dame, when you're knighted, you become the commander of the Order of the British Empire, a DBE.
A lot of responsibility.
It's a lot of responsibility. It's a DBE, which I did not know about, and I did a little research because I was not just going to walk into this interview lightly. I was going to make sure.
That's why you're you. That's bloody fabulous. I didn't even know it was a DBE. Look at that.
As opposed to a DBA.
Driving drunk.
Fuck. All right, sorry. All right. So I'm going to name a famous actress who's been knighted, who has a dame title. And I'm going to give you very little clues. So if you get it right, you get a point. And I have 10 of them. And if the audience gets it right, they get a point. Now, here's the benefit. You and I are speaking, as I said, virtually instantaneous. And the listeners have a little bit of a delay. We can only hear Hetty, not you, on Facebook.
Oh, God. Oh, that's God rather heaven. Dangerous.
Jesus Christmas.
That means I can take over.
Let's do this.
Bug of the international connections.
All right. So everybody, hold on. Do me a favor. I'm going to end this video and I'm going to start again and I'm going to redo all the cycles. So click back on in like 10 seconds. Here we go.
I'm going to keep drinking.
Yes. Keep drinking.
And singing.
I just have no idea why it's doing this on me, Hetty. I'm sorry, Dame.
There is nothing like a dame.
five.
Nothing in this world.
Let's see, not now. There we go. Feedback.
There All is right. nothing like a tail.
Settings. Live video. Camera. Interactive post.
This happens with me.
Oh, here we go. Now we got it.
I quite often forget Boom. Things like this, too.
All right. So, okay. All right, Hedy. I got it now. We're going to get our listeners back. We're going to do all this because now I did it. And it's a difficult thing with Facebook. And you don't need to know. You don't need to know. But here's what I'm going to
do. I don't understand a bloody word you're saying.
I know. That makes two of us.
I'm still thinking about Rod Stewart being bloody ugly.
Oh, I'm still trying to figure out you and Stevie Wonder. Very superstitious. All right, so
Stevie boy.
All right, so we have, there she is. Everybody's seeing you now. All right, so here's the first one. I'm going to give you a clue. I'm going to give you the year that they were damed or knighted, and a movie that they were in or a TV show that they were in, and then that way you can try to answer before the audience. So this will be the first one. These are for real. I'm not even going to do an example because I have faith in you. I'm going to say she was damed in 1998, and a movie she was in was Cats.
Oh, dear Lord. I knew who you're talking about.
Who is it?
Can I say it?
Yes.
Dame Judi.
Judi Dench.
Judi.
She got it right.
I said, Judy, don't, for God's sake, be in Cats. She's a lip. Memories.
Yes, memories.
With a sticker in a stocking, and she'll show memories. Up anywhere.
Memories. That was good.
Good Lord. Give it a rest.
That is the first one. So, congratulations. You got the first one. Now, some of the listeners put it down, but you were faster. How about
well,
this?
I
one?
Don't care. I'm just glad.
Yeah, how about,
do I win?
How about the? Well, we're not done yet. There's 10 of them. There's 10 of I worked on this.
That's good, Mark.
How about this?
That's why you're you.
She was damed in 1990, and a movie she was in was Sister Act.
Good Lord, Whoopi Goldberg is
no,
a dame?
No, Whoopi Goldberg.
Good Lord, when did that happen? I didn't know that.
Whoopi Goldberg's on The View. But
good
no, this.
Whoopi.
But you have to think English actress.
She was in the Sister Act.
She was in Sister Act. Yes.
I don't care for religion very much.
No. What if I said? I'll give you another hint because nobody's put it in. How about Downton Abbey?
I hate that show. Oh my God, that's that woman, Maggie.
Maggie Smith. Now, when you get it right, I play, if you were paying attention, that's from the Notre Dame fight song. And the first one was the Hunchback of Notre Dame singing Sanctuary. So that's if you get it right. If you get
that's
it wrong.
That's very insensitive. My butler has a bit of a hunchback. It's hilarious.
It's Quasimodo. All right. You won't get this one. You won't get this one. Here's an obscure movie reference. She was knighted in 1994, and she was also in The Great Muppet Caper.
Miss Piggy is a dame.
No.
I can't believe it.
Her and Whoopi.
That's unbelievable. I didn't. I will
no,
ring
no,
Lizzie Miss, tomorrow. And
no,
say,
Miss Piggy was not. No, it's an actress. It's a human actress.
It's a human actress.
Yeah.
And she's in a Muppet movie?
Yeah, The Great Muppet Caper. She was in it. I'll give you another hint. She was also in, it was a TV show and it made a couple movies called The Avengers. Not The Avengers like the Marvel Avengers, but The Avengers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's not Joanna, is it?
Who? No, it's not.
Not
no.
Lumley.
No.
Lumpy Lumley, we
no.
call that.
No, no.
Lumpy
no.
Lumley.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know.
No, somebody wrote Julie Andrews. That's not true. But Gary said Diana Rigg. That is correct for Gary.
There's going to be no place for Dave. Now scram.
So that's one against you.
Oh, Where is this Gary? Is he in America?
I think so. He's in the computer so far.
I'm not giving him any prizes.
No, I won't either. So here's, let's keep going. How about this one? She was knighted in 2000. One of the movies she was in was National Velvet.
I thought she was dead in 2000. Elizabeth Taylor.
Correct.
Yes. Poor Lizzie. She's married a lot.
That's correct.
I have tons of her perfume.
Yes, and so does a lot of husbands. How about this one? In 2003, she was knighted. And one of the movies she was in was Teaching Mrs. Tingle.
Good Lord, Marky. Is that a porno?
No, it might be. I don't know.
Teaching Mrs. Tingle.
She was also in one of my favorite movies ever. It was called Excalibur. She played Morgana Le Fay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
King Arthur's half-sister.
Butler, do you know her? Butler! Get here! Now! Put that down! Don't give me that little look. I haven't got a clue.
You haven't got a clue? Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Let me get out on the Googles machine.
No, you're not allowed to use the Googles. Don't Google yourself this late at night.
I don't know. Isn't it Excalibur's?
It's Helen Mirren is my friend Paul.
No.
Yes, Helen Mirren got it right, and Paul got it right, so I'll give him this.
Boo! Crazy game.
That's, you didn't get it right, so you get the boo. So that's,
Hell's never mentioned that to me.
Do you know Hell's?
Hell's.
All right, so it's two for them and two for you. You better catch up. How about this one? She was knighted in 2000. One of the movies she was in was Victoria.
Yeah, I know.
Who is it?
I know. This is my spoonful of sugar. my old friend Jules Andrews.
Jules.
Jules.
You got it right.
She was around here the other day. We played a strip bingo. She was on the table when they did B60. You should have seen her.
Wow.
What a marvelous trooper.
B60.
Yes, it's her favorite position. Jules.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that's three for you, two for them. How about this one? This one's tough.
This one's tough. Bloody others haven't been.
In 2015, she was knighted. And in 1986, she was in a movie called Under the Cherry Moon with Prince.
I'm sorry. Let's have a little clarification.
Okay.
The whole title is Under the Cherry Moon with Prince?
No.
Or Prince?
No, she was. The movie was called Under the Cherry Moon, and it was with Prince. But the movie is called.
You're surprised that I know that young man.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see. And I'll give you another hint. She was she was also in The Other Bolin Girl. I didn't know how many. There's a shit ton. Oh, sorry.
Bolin.
What?
Bolin.
Bolin.
Not Bolin. You're talking about the wrong event.
Well, they went bowling. Didn't they go bowling?
Americans go bowling. Bloody cheek. That's our history there. You know what? I haven't got a clue.
You don't really? She was in Under the Cherry Moon and The Other Bolin Girl.
Well,
nothing?
You didn't know it.
No, I didn't. I do know it. I'm looking right at it. But the audience hasn't.
Prince was in a movie.
Prince.
Apart from Purple Rain.
Well, he did Purple Rain and then Under the Cherry Moon, which was another movie. But nobody's put in an answer yet, so you can still guess.
Because nobody knows it, Mark.
Somebody's Googling it right now. All right, fine. She's a serial killer. She has three names. I'll give you that one, too.
But she's in prison if she's a serial killer.
No, serial killers have three names. That's why I have no middle name.
Why?
Because I have no middle name.
Did you know that, Butler? Did you know that? It's Zorro.
Zorro? No, not Zorro. Okay, nobody got it. I'm just going to move on.
Crazy game.
Okay, that was Kristen Scott Thomas.
Oh, no. We don't talk about her.
We don't. Okay, she's the black sheep.
She's crack.
Okay.
No,
Melissa Lee got it, Kristen. You know something? I'm going to give it to the audience. So now you're all tied up, by the way.
Get bloody Melissa Lee.
Yes, 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 she did. Yes, she did. Melissa got it. Okay, how about this one? This one's tough. This one's, well, actually fairly.
This one's tough.
In 2015, she was knighted. One of the first roles that I've ever seen her in was in the original Star Trek series in an episode called The City on the Edge of Forever. And she played a character named Edith Keeler, who had to die in order for a lot of other events to happen. So they went back in time.
Her name was Edith.
Yeah, they went back in time. Assassins have three names, Gary said. Yes, all assassins have three. No, it's serial killers, not assassins. Serial killers.
This is not very dark.
Yes.
Malky, I don't watch anything science fictionist.
You don't science fictionist.
No, the butler enjoys it.
Gary, you know something? Gary got it again. I don't know who this Gary is, but he is burying you. He said it was Joan Collins, which it was.
Joan Collins. No scram.
Yep. It was Joan Collins.
What, my goodness me. Yep. That's amazing. I had no idea.
No idea. All right, no. So here's the thing. I don't want to say you have to get this one, but if you don't, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
It's gone very... I thought this would be a charming little
You and I have both been drinking, and Facebook has start and stopped four videos already, so let's just roll with it. Here we go. Okay, here's the last one. In 2017, she was damned. She was the oldest woman to receive the honor. She was almost 101 when she got it.
Good Lord.
And one of the movies she was in was The Heiress from 1949.
What? She was a hairdresser.
No, she does. No, no, Heiress, not Harris.
She's 101. What a... bugger of an age.
Yeah, she was 101 and then they knighted her. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. No, that's not true.
That's very funny.
CJ said that. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
What a very funny thing to say. Damn, I'm having a drink with that one.
Hey, that Paul guy got it too. Here's my son.
I really don't know.
She was also in Gone with the Wind.
Well, yes, aren't we all, dear?
No. Oh, I think somebody got it. Oh no. Oh, Melissa got it again with Olivia.
This is Melissa.
Olivia de Havilland.
Oh my goodness, yep. That's right.
Yes, that is right. So here's what I'm gonna do, Dame.
There's a reason why I don't talk to her.
I'm gonna.
Larry and I had a little bit of wishy-washy. Yeah.
I'm going to take my third and final break. And when I come back, I'm going to total up all the scores. But then I'm going to ask you about your first time, your best time, and your worst time on stages. Because
well, thank God you said on stage. I thought you were going to say in bed.
I always have to disclaim it. So you are listening to Radio Irregardless. And hopefully, I'll be back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hi, this is Paul from The Paul Report. It's been a while, but now I'm back. The Paul Report is back on Mixlr, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Come join me. It'll be a fun time, I promise you. And if it's not, I'll give you your money back. How's that? 9 p.m., Mixlr.com, The Paul Report, with me, your host, Paul.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
It's the 3-day weekend that officially kicks off the summer season. A time for hanging at the beach, barbecuing, even catching a few laps of the Indy 500.
Jake first, you're last. You know what I'm talking about? That phrase is trademarked, not to use it as a tradition to Ricky Bobby.
But Memorial Day is also the most solemn American holiday, a day to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice while defending their nation.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
The town of Waterloo, New York, is officially credited with starting the holiday. John A. Logan was the leader of a Union Veteran Association. He spearheaded an effort to unite all the decoration services into one national holiday, designating May 30th as Decoration Day.
James Garner, Larry Fishburne, and Ruby Dee. Decoration Day.
Decoration Day grew. By the end of the century, the holiday was renamed Memorial Day. All across America, veterans and civilians still gather in parades and vigils to remember the generations who gave their lives for their nation's freedom.
Freedom!
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Hey, this is Derek Dupuy, and you are listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. I had no idea that guy was a comedian until he told me.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia, and still on Facebook Instant Messenger is my royal guest. That's
yes.
Dame Hetty Prindlegard. Am I saying it right? Right, Prindlegard.
Yes, it's okay. Beautiful. The way. Are we starting again?
No, we're not starting. We're almost wrapped, actually.
Well, I would get all the dames right this time.
All right. Well,
I had a rig.
I do want to tell you this. Unfortunately, I'll just lay it on the line. You scored four of the. You scored four of the dames. That sounds weird. You scored four of the dames. You scored four right. You got Judi Dench, Maggie Smith. You got Elizabeth Taylor, Julie Andrews.
Yes, of course, Jules.
And that's it. And that's all you got. You got four out of the ten. But the it's not good enough because the audience got six. So they got six. So unfortunately, you lose.
Wrong, sir. Wrong. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
So you lost.
That's charming. But do you hear that? We lost. Bloody lost. We won two bloody wars and we lost this bloody day.
No. You won. We're all on the same side. We're all allies. So here's what it is. We're still drinking. I think everybody else is drinking. I'm not sure who else is drinking, but I know I am. So
yes.
Before we let you go, so you can go back to your palace. Do you live in a palace, by the way?
Do I live in a
palace? Or is it a flat? You call it a flat, right? Is it a flat?
Belgravia.
It's a belly.
I'm sure, Mark, it's a palace compared to wherever Americans live.
Well, my house is like 900 square feet, so it doesn't matter.
I don't know what that means. It sounds charming.
It is charming. I will say that. It is charming. But before we let you go, to get back to your butler. And your wonderful tour that's been canceled.
No, the tour.
Please, if you would explain, I would love to hear some stories about your extensive career.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Please tell me and my lovely listeners about your first experience on stage, your best experience on stage, and then of course your worst experience on stage.
Oh my goodness me. It's marvelous, isn't it, to have such a wide variety of a career. And my first experience on the stage was Mummy took me to the Adelphia Theatre in London in a crate. And she put me on the stage and she left me there.
I'm sorry. You were put in a crate and left on stage?
Yes. I was young, a little baby.
As a baby.
She left me there. Yes, it was marvelous.
It was
because I could smell the sawdust and see the feet of the actors,
okay.
And that's what where I truly grew into this marvelous actor that I am. Yes, that okay. was the first one.
Okay.
Of course, Marky Mark, the best. Of course, any true actor knows. For me, the best is when the show is over,
okay.
and you leave, and you get the paycheck.
Okay.
And for me, my butler is there, and he picks me up in the car, and he says, "Come on, Hetty." He, Marky, can call me Hetty. You have to call me Dave.
I will.
And he, "Come on, Hetty. Let's get some omelets."
Well, if he's hired help, why is he so familiar?
What do you mean familiar? You don't know him.
He's calling you by your first name. How dare he?
He's been my staff for years. We go back. But he knows there's boundaries, Marky Mark.
Okay.
He knows. He's giving me a saucy little wink.
You do sound... Are you a little sauced right now, darling?
A little what? I hardly drink, but it's a bit of a celebration, and I've mixed my amarettos with my Bombay gin.
Okay.
Damn good.
Wait a minute, you had amaretto and gin?
Oh, it's damn good.
Oh my God.
We're calling it a Dame Hetty. I have a drink named after me when I come to America on tour.
Okay.
We can all ask for a Dame Hetty.
But I don't know if I want that, though. That's people are questioning the sawdust and the omelets, by the way.
Please, it's all going to be in my book.
Okay.
Bloody well better call my book Sawdust and Omelets.
Is it a series of memoirs? Is it your memoirs?
It's my memoir, Marky. It's about time I reveal my life and what it's been like to be on tour. The Garrick, the Adelphia, and with the RSC, and all the stories. And then I can reveal more about Stevie Wonder and his fingers.
Okay. Dame, if you don't mind, it sounds like you're vacillating between anger and just bliss.
I don't use Vaseline anymore.
No.
It all healed up.
All right. So you told us about your first time, and you told... Did you tell us about your best time? I don't even know at this point.
Yes, at the end of a show.
At the end of a show when you get your paycheck. Yes, now I remember. And now, if you wouldn't mind, I know with an extensive career, you might have one or two bad shows or bad experiences. Would you please tell a listening audience about
the
your...
The worst.
The worst.
I remember this. Very well. And I'll be honest with the people. I was on a damn tour with Larry, and we started at the Garrick, I think it was, and we were doing that bloody scorcher Hamlet.
Okay.
By Willie Shakespeare. I call him Willie. And I said to Larry, Larry, damn it, I didn't read the script. And I said, let's improvise. Everybody knows Hamlet. Everybody gets pretty bored with Willie Shakespeare. Let's just go out and have a laugh and then improvise it. And they damn well wasn't happy, and I got fired. Did I lose you? What? Did you die? What's happened, Butler?
I'm sorry. Forgive me, Dame. Dame Hetty, forgive me. You didn't read the script and you improvised.
No, it couldn't be bloody arsed. Bloody hot summer. Who the hell wants to sit and watch bloody Hamlet? You all know it.
Hamlet's
Coming
brilliant.
To you with a skull and men in tights. I only wanted to be in it to see Larry in tights. And it wasn't that marvelous.
Larry who? Who are you talking about?
I mean Larry who? It's why I don't speak to that Olivia de Havilland. Larry. I said I can't be arsed, and I saw a little bit of the funny impro that people liked to do. You know what, Marky?
Yeah.
I was ahead of my time.
You were doing drunk Shakespeare before it was a thing.
Bloody genius, and I bet Willie would have turned around and gone, good on you, Hetty. Good on you. I'm sure he would have been happy.
Larry, no, somebody just asked, is it Larry Little?
Larry Little? Who the hell's Larry Little?
I don't know. He's asking you. I don't know who Larry is. Who you, Larry, you said Larry was your, the lead.
Let me make it clear. Larry Olivier.
Oh, what, you mean Lawrence Olivier?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Hetty, I'm sorry. Hetty, I'm sorry. Dame Hetty, you have to understand that, first of all, I'm not in that circle. I barely want to call you by your first name. But I can't imagine Lawrence Olivier calling him Larry.
But Larry. You didn't have to call him.
Larry's a guy that I would call to come over and help me spackle a wall. That would be Larry.
Why would you do that? He's an actor.
No,
he's
no.
Decorating. Plus, he's dead now, the poor bugger. So that would be terrible in your little house.
You know, I looked you up on IMDb, and it said that...
Charming.
You have a long list of credits. And yeah. What is the day the woman didn't move? Is that a movie?
The day the woman didn't move.
Is that a movie? It
is a movie.
Okay. What was the plot? I can't even, like, you have a ton, like, the IMDb page, I have to scroll, like, 3 or 4 times, but it's like, the day the woman didn't move. Could you tell me the plot of that movie?
I don't think Larry was in it.
No.
But old Hitchy might have directed it, and it's probably one of his that he doesn't remember very well, because it was crap. It was something to do with a woman who had some flowers, and she pinged her finger with them, pricked them, and
okay, hold on, everybody's gonna drink now. She said prick. Drink.
I said prick. No, I didn't mean like as in dick or cock. I'm saying the prick of the roses. And so then she can't move. That's why she didn't move. Now, please, if you look up that movie, Young Mark.
I'm looking at it. Right.
I'm not the woman who didn't move.
No.
But I'm the woman in the cafe, second to the left, waiting for her to come in.
It says uncredited is what it says next to it.
Well, I like to remain incognito.
Right, and there's several films, and before...
What? There are?
But yeah, there's several. There's a whole.
You're very good at research.
Let's see. Larry. What's it say? This says Larry and Stevie together in sawdust. Oh.
Oh. Oh no 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 no.
No, 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 I don't want to do that.
That's not a good movie.
No.
That was the re-release of what they wanted to do with Pinocchio. So it was like a children's movie, but it turned into a horror flick because they cut his nose off.
Oh, God.
Which I thought was mighty funny. Right. And funny enough, I think I got fired from that set.
Now, Dame, I have to ask you this, and this is kind of a personal thing, and I don't want to delve too much, but...
Yes, they're real.
But you may know that a lot of celebrities now, especially some of the really bigger ones, or they become big because they
eat
do
too
kind
much.
Of... Well, not just that, but they do, like, they release a sex tape, or they say a sex tape. Kind of. Now, I know that you have had a long, long, long career. And is there anything that you've done that, you know, maybe could give you that extra bump, you know, that...
My extra what?
No, saying that if... Do you have plans to release some type of sex tape, or have you ever done one?
Oh, good Lord, young man.
Yeah. I'm just asking, you know, I'm not... What is it, the Star? Like, we have the Inquirer, you have the Star. Has the Star contacted you about your sex tape? Yeah.
Larry and I once did it in the back of a cab.
In a cab?
Yes, and the cab driver said, do it again. I said, shut up, naughty man. No, I don't think doing a sex tape would be a very good idea.
No. I thought Lawrence Olivier was gay.
Well, yes, Marky. I knew that too. Where he put it a couple of times. I was like, what? Oh, man.
All right. It's time to drink.
But, so, no. I don't think, I've never been asked. And I don't much go for the old porno stuff either. I feel that I'm very titillating myself when I want a little bit of the other. I don't need arisals through that. I don't know. But the new thing, I don't think about doing a sex.
No, I don't. I mean, if there was one released, a lot of people, and again, Americans were not overly informed, but I'm sure that, you know, in Europe, based on the IMDb, you've done tons of films. But here in the United States, we don't know a lot of people, you know, because we like the action movies and things like that. And you're kind of you're a dramatic actor. You're a serious actress.
Yes, I love. See, you're, Marty, you've hit the nail on the head rather than the dick on the head. I'm not interested. I want to be. When Mummy dropped me off from that crate, sawdust, the theater. And you can't do a porno in the theater. It's just not the same thing.
Oh, so you're more of a stage actress as opposed to film. But you've done a few films. Yes.
I mean, you look me up and you see all the uncredits that I have. Yes. But I think it's a little, I look marvelous. But I have to say that.
Yeah, there's only three pictures of you on the IMDb, though.
Yes, but they're good, aren't they?
They're fantastic, I'll be honest with you.
Yes, I know. Like I said, I like to be incognito. I think that's part of the secret of my success.
Oh, and one of the listeners has a question. Of course, my mother, I don't know, I mean, this is probably not common knowledge, but my mother really loved Benny Hill. She loved Benny Hill. And one of the listeners asked if you and Benny Hill had a thing in 1946.
You see, if you... Yes, okay, I will admit. Little Benny and I went up and down the hill a couple of times. He's famous for those like, the running around quickly.
Yes. Yes.
Well, on a couple of those, that's me.
Is it really?
It's me in the background behind the hills. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it was a great incentive. That's it.
So, were you one of the ladies in the garters?
Well, I was wearing those, but behind the hills. Yeah.
Behind the Benny Hill was also gay, by the way.
He was? I didn't get that far.
I don't know. I'm not
He's
sure.
A little bit too short for me.
He's too. Oh my goodness! It's 10:30. It's 10:30 here.
I am bloody hell. Bloody 3:30 in the morning.
We still have people listening. I mean, here's the thing.
Poor buggers.
Here's the thing, Dame. I actually would love to continue this. To continue the show. I'm trying to see if the listeners have any questions for you.
They want any acting tips?
Oh, yes. Somebody said to fetch a pail of water. Oh, that's Benny Hill. That's Hedy and Benny went up. Hedy and Benny went up a hill to fetch a pail of water.
Why would we do that?
And one came down and broke the crown. So here's the thing. You guys, you may not be aware of this, but Dame Hedy is actually teaching. She's, you've heard of Masterclass. She does all the Masterclass things.
I do a what?
There's a Masterclass. Masterclass.
Got it.
Masterclass. Yes. Where there's a video, carry on. There's a video where she will actually come on and she'll teach you a class. And does anyone have any acting questions? Before we wrap the show, let's see. Needs her own show. Oh, yes, she does. And apparently, because of COVID, she has no show.
I know the bloody show. The tour got canceled.
Yes, the tour got canceled.
But as soon as the it all comes back, I'm gonna go and bloody learn the script and get out on the stage. Yeah, and I'm very happy to teach.
Now, would you do another Shakespeare? Would you do Taming of the Shrew? You seem like you'd be perfect to be cast for Taming of the Shrew.
There are old men in tights with sword fights.
What do you mean
died?
Taming of the Shrew is a crap play?
Yes, and a Willie. Give it a rest.
Oh,
no,
God.
I'm not going to touch any of Willie's work.
Methink the lady doth protest too much.
What the hell does that mean?
It's from Shakespeare.
Butler, they talk weird in America.
Okay. Oh, we have some questions. Do you have any? Melissa said, "Do you have it?" This is Melissa, the one who beat you. Does she have any audition tips?
Audition tips. Yes. Yes. Firstly, always sleep with the director. That's kind of a good one. And then pretend. Just make it up. Pretend that it's a famous script and that they should know. I always say, I'm going to do a piece from Ingvar Ibsen. And all I hear is Ibsen.
Ibsen.
And then I make the bugger up and that's it. But funny enough, that's only worked once, to think of it.
I mean, you mean improvising or sleeping with directors?
I seem to do well with the other one. Yes. And be bloody confident. I think that's the word.
Confidence, yes, I would say. And let's say, when you do an on-screen kiss,
yes,
is it tongue or not?
that's
one of the questions, yeah.
I always go for the tongue.
Okay.
You know, you're going to get at it. Go for a bit of meat and grit. Go for it.
Meat and grit.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Here's another question. Do you subscribe to the Strindberg or Meisner schools of acting?
What the bugger is that?
Or Stanislavski?
String bag. Do I have a string bag of acting?
No, not yes. No.
String bag.
Strindberg
is a bloody Russian.
Oh God, I'm so drunk.
the Russians know nothing about drama.
What? Wait a minute. What? The Russian? There's never been a Russian comedy in the history of history.
There's never been a Russian comic.
No, a Russian comedy. Like they're all about the drama. It's like, cold, it is raining, it is snowing, I love you. That's like, that's every that's Russian right. comedy.
So I would just say I do the Dame Hetty method.
The
Dame Hetty method of acting. Okay. But for that, of course, you would need to subscribe to something or other to learn it.
Oh, like 1-800-MY-PILLOW. That's kind of where we're
yes,
going.
Something like that.
So when are your memoirs coming out?
Well, we're going to write them.
They're not even written yet?
it's very deep, Marky Mark. There's a lot that I've forgotten about. And so I have to go back. And some of the people are bloody dead. That I would like to talk to.
Okay.
the butler says he's going to start it tomorrow.
Okay. Wait a minute. If they're your memoirs, why is he writing them?
Well, he has to earn his keep somehow. And so I will tell him, and I love the way that he uses the keyboard. It's fascinating. And I'm very good at that.
Oh, so yeah. you dictate to him. And he actually...
He has a very nice one, yes.
He has a nice one what?
Dick.
No, you dictate him. You dictate to him and he types.
I do, but only when he's good.
Okay.
He likes that.
This is going off the rails.
Yes.
All right. I'll tell you what. Dame Hetty, you realize you're on a show called Radio Irregardless. Are you not uncomfortable with that?
What, being on radio?
No, no, no. The term irregardless, because, you know, you're English and it's English. You seem very proper and...
It's so funny how sometimes you say things and I haven't got a bloody mind of what you're saying. I'm honored to be on a little radio show with you, Mark.
It's a very...
You're
thank you.
Delicious to look at.
It's a very little show.
No, I'm sure it's very big and very important, and I just love what you do.
Thank you. We've had more listeners with you than any other time ever.
Well, I'm afraid that's because I'm dating.
You are the draw. So now, if there wasn't a COVID-19 experience we're going through, but I'm sure that you're still working things out. I'm sure I have managers and people, you know, pulling strings and things like that. You must have something lined up. Do you have anything in the fall that people can actually attend, or is there anything?
We really hope to get this little play on tour. And we weren't planning to come to America, but we will now, if people would like that. So I might just get on a little airplane, and, Ricky Branson, he might not have his airplanes anymore, but I'll get on a plane and come over and do a tour. Yes. And I could teach.
You mean Richard Branson? Oh, from Virgin?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, bloody airline.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, they fly to America.
Yeah.
I only like to fly on Virgin because it sounds so sexy.
It's actually not, if you really think about it. It's kind of the opposite of sexy.
Well, anyway, I will be on tour, young man, and the people who wanted cheese can have tickets instead. Yes.
So what's the new play that you're working on that they canceled the tour?
Oh, what the fuck is it called? Butler? What is this, a bloody play? It's a bloody play. Doors. Doorknobs. Doorknobs and a vicar. Doorknobs and a vicar? Oh, good Lord.
Now, I'll be honest, that sounds like a porno. I'll be honest with you.
Doorknobs, a classic British farce.
It's amazing how British farces sound like porno titles.
Doorknobs and a vicar. Yes, that's the tour.
Doorknobs and a vicar, or vicar and a doorknob?
No, get it right, Malky. Doorknobs and a vicar.
Doorknobs and a vicar. I will look for that. You know, Sam, I can't wait until COVID-19 is a thing of the past and I get to go see Doorknobs and a Vicar.
Yes, do come and see it. And everyone's welcome. And then after the show, we go out for omelets.
Definitely omelets. Well, I'll tell you, Dame, it has been an absolute pleasure. I mean, an absolute pleasure. And I can't thank you enough. And everybody, like, we have so many listeners and so many people very appreciative of what you've done. And Doorknobs and a Vicar, they love cheese. Everybody's waiting for it. But I'll tell you, thank you so much for being part of this show. And, you know, it's a little thing. It's a little tiny show. But, you know, it's been absolutely fantastic to have you on. And it was nothing but the best. And I hope that at one point, you know, maybe I can go on tour and I'll come to Europe and I'll come to England and maybe I could have a little part in Doorknobs and Vicars.
Yes, come to the gang. That is the gang. And you're bloody marvelous, young man. You work so bloody hard and I adore you to pieces.
Thank you.
And I think you're marvelous and thank you for all listening. And it's great.
And we thank you as well. But Hetty, I'm sorry, Dame Hetty. May I call you Hetty?
No, Mark, you really
not. All right, Dame Hetty, it's been an absolute pleasure, and we will talk again very soon, I'm sure.
I love it. Everybody, please take care.
All right, thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening or morning, whatever you're enjoying.
That's right.
All right, bye-bye.
Are we off?
We're done, yes. That was Dame Hetty Prindlegard, everyone. Oh, my God. Delightful woman. Delightful. Now, I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. That is one of my dearest friends in the planet. That was actually Jane Hanna. And this is a character she does. She's an outstanding playwright. She's done amazing work and done things in Rhode Island and Connecticut, down in Florida. A lot of them have been produced. She just did the, I'm trying to think what it's called, the, not the Slam Boston, but Karen, can you put that in for me? She just did that. And she's absolutely, and I love Jane to pieces. And it's like my, even though, well, she's my little sister. You know, and I have a lot of little sisters, and she's part of my family. She's part of the acting community that I've grown to love around here. And she's absolutely funny. And that was all improv between her and I. We did not know what was going on. We improvised the whole thing. Everything from doorknobs and Vickers to drinking and everything else. But absolutely fantastic. Now, we've gone a little long tonight, but I absolutely do not care. And I hope you guys have been drinking and having fun. But it's been an absolutely fantastic show. Hey, guys, if you ever want to be a guest or call the hotline, you want to be a sponsor, guest, or leave a comment, email me at radioirregardless@gmail.com or call the hotline 978-219-9294. We'll be back in 2 weeks, March 27th. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixler.com. Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, first time I want to talk, right?